This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation Council voted Thursday to support the U.S. Equality Act. The bill in Congress would expand protections against discrimination on the basis of a person's sexual orientation or gender identity in areas including employment, housing, and education. Advocates see it as a step toward recognition and LGBTQ rights on the Navajo Nation. Alray Nelson is the founder of Diné Equality and the executive director of Diné Pride.
It was amazing to be in that historic council chambers where in years past, the Navajo Nation Council had said some very homophobic and transphobic things about our community. And now, 10, 15 years later, since 2005, they took and passed this legislation.
Nelson sees the council's support of the Equality Act as a step for the tribe to allow same-sex marriage, which was prohibited in 2005.
We are already identified lawmakers that are going to introduce legislation before the fall and winter session of 2019. You have tribal lawmakers on Navajo that are already doing this work. And so Diné Equality, Diné Pride is going to be working with these entities and to ensure that we bring our LGBTQ relatives to the table and that we push forward various types of legislation.
The U.S. House passed the Equality Act and it's now in the Senate. The Navajo Council added its support with 16 votes, no opposition. It authorizes the Speaker of the Council, the Tribal President, and the Navajo Nation Washington office to advocate on behalf of the Navajo Nation to support the bill. Meanwhile, candy may still make its way into the Navajo Nation's Fair Parade Saturday in Window Rock, Arizona, after being banned by President Jonathan Nez. Nez banned throwing candy at the parade as part of health and wellness initiatives and instead asked participants to hand out fruits and school supplies. The Navajo Council sought a legal opinion, and on Thursday, the tribe's Office of Legislative Council stated candy can be distributed during the parade. The council and legislative branch will have a float in the parade. It's up to the council delegates and legislative branch programs and departments to decide whether to distribute any food item or candy. School officials on a Montana reservation are concerned about the education of students. School was closed on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation this week due to water issues. As Olivia Reingold reports, it's part of an ongoing streak of water shortages that have caused the Bureau of Indian Education School to regularly shut its doors.
When Principal Melvin Mitchell found out that the Northern Cheyenne Tribal School would have to send kids home early on Tuesday because of low water pressure, he wasn't surprised.
That happens on and off periodically, and it's something that we've dealt with off and on since I've been there for the past 2 years.
He says the school has to shut down 12 to 15 days a year because of problems with water and other maintenance issues. A source at the Northern Cheyenne Utility Commission, which oversees Busby's water supply, says the problem was two defunct pumps. The source says the 10-year-old pumps were both replaced for $10,000. Principal Mitchell again.
It is very frustrating in terms of students missing instructional days and not taking advantage of that core instruction that they need to improve our assessment scores.
In the most recent accreditation report from Montana's Office of Public Instruction, the elementary, middle, and high school branches of the Northern Cheyenne Tribal School are marked as deficiency status, primarily because of student performance. But Mitchell says there's only so much he can do, especially when the school already has an average of up to 15 snow days a year. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Intertribal Agriculture Council Annual Conference, Agriculture, Investing in Sovereignty. Currently accepting speaker proposals for this year's conference at the Las Vegas Hard Rock Hotel, December 9th through the 12th. Info and early bird registration at indianag.org.
AARP is accepting nominations for amazing Alaskan volunteers who enrich their community through September 6th at aarp.org/ANDRUS award. AARP Alaska supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.